Broadcasting live from the Loudermilk Center in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Wise Speed Coaching Event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, it's Linda Frakes again at the Wise Women Speed Coaching Event. And I have a very honorable guest here who I was fortunate enough to meet on Monday when we did a little prequel to the show. And I'm sure he's going to add a lot to telling us about the event and what's happening and his role in it. I'd like to introduce you to Courtney Smith, who is with PNC Bank. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. So tell us, what are you doing here tonight, Courtney?
Well, we're actually having a great time working with the participants who are out tonight, as well as the speed coaches. At PNC Bank, we're proud to be a sponsor of this event and look forward to future activities with ACE as well as with the WISE initiative.
I believe you said the other day that you have some relationship with the ACE organization. You used to be on the board there, is that right?
Well, I'm currently serving on the board as secretary, but have a long relationship on the loan committee as well as the board, and have probably worked with the organization 7 or 8 years and watched it grow throughout the years, and it's doing tremendous work in the metro Atlanta area as well as throughout the state.
I've been in business in Atlanta for a long time, and I have to admit I'd never heard of that organization before. I must have been living in a closet or something.
Well, it's one of the best-kept secrets in the state, but the work that they do is just great for small businesses, providing technical assistance, lending opportunities for companies, network opportunities such as this, and just opportunities for small business owners to grow their companies.
Interesting. So how does ACE, or do you define small business? Do you, in terms of revenue, people, employees?
All of the above, and there are also other special categories, minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, companies with fewer than 5 employees, revenue size. So, you know, there are a lot of different qualifiers for small business, but the most important thing is events like this, getting people who may have dreams of becoming a business owner to actually take that next step and developing a business plan and putting the right resources around them so that hopefully they can achieve their dream.
That is fantastic. You know, I was just at an event earlier today and I heard, you probably already know this, that Google allows their employees 30% of their time to let them work on whatever it is that they have a passion for. And people love working there so much, apparently, that they often create an app or something and then they just license it back to Google because they don't want to leave and start their own business. I thought that was kind of fascinating.
Well, I think, with large corporations, I think that's important to have the engagement from their employees. At PNC, we are one of the, we've been noted as being one of the best places for working mothers and women.
Oh, nice.
And so we provide our associates with opportunities, such as myself, to go out and serve on boards in the community to not only develop professionally, but to hopefully fulfill some of your personal, goals and objectives and, you know, just follow some of the things that you like to do and bring that back to your job.
That's
and so
really
I think
nice.
That employee engagement and being able to go out and provide opportunities in the community to lend your talents outside of your, 9-to-5 job is
right.
important nowadays.
It sounds like you guys do a lot of community outreach at PNC.
We do. We try to be a leader, not only in this space, but we do a lot of financial education, youth-based going to elementary and high schools, as well as working with adults, helping them to achieve their financial goals. So
what do you do in the schools? Just financial education type things?
We have a number of programs. We have youth banks in which the students have the opportunity to save money and actually realize how important it is to develop good financial management skills early in life. As they get older, we provide more detailed financial education, responsible lending, purchasing an automobile. mortgages and things of that nature. So it's a continual educational process, and a lot of adults do not receive the information. And so we try to provide them with information on how to better manage their personal finances, so that, you know, if you need to buy a car or position yourself to get approved for a mortgage, that you're in a position to do that.
That's great. So you stick with the kids through the process and the growing financial awareness?
And, you know, hopefully expand to, you know, the families as well.
Uh-huh.
And you know, everybody, you know, regardless of what stage you are in life, should have the opportunities of knowing, you know, how to properly manage their finances. And so not only youth-based, but adult-based.
Right.
Events like this, where you may have some sophistication and may become a business owner. You're great at building a product or offering a service, but not knowing how to manage the finances involved with your business.
Hmm.
So we coach a lot of small business owners as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
It's amazing to me that financial literacy is not taught in the schools. You have kids that are getting out of high school that, you know, I guess I won't say don't know how to write a check, because that's a little passe, but understanding how to balance a checkbook, and it's amazing to me that we don't teach that skill in the school system.
And, you know, hopefully we're filling in some of that gap. You mentioned the checking accounts and writing physical checks. I think now, you know, the danger is you may have a debit card and not balance your checking account.
Yes.
And so it's, you know, with technology, it makes things a lot easier, but you still, you know, the fundamental principles are still there. You know, you have to have the money in your account before you write a check or use a debit card.
Isn't the old joke, how can I be out of money? I'm not out of month yet. Well, so tell me about the role that you're playing tonight. Are you just kind of here hanging out and talking to people about PNC Bank and how do you finance small businesses and those sort of things?
We're doing all of the above. You know, first and foremost, as a board member, we're here, you know, just enjoying this great event.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, are a lot of partners that have come together, put a lot of time, energy, and resources in the event. And so we're making the rounds doing that. But then wearing my banker's hat, you know, we are out here offering, you know, information to small businesses that may need financial services.
And PNC is relatively new in the Atlanta market, I believe you said, correct?
Yes, we're entering our third year in the metro Atlanta market, but PNC is a well-established bank that's, I think, over 110 years old, new to the Atlanta market, but we're growing. And hopefully with events like this, we're able to, you know, get our name out in the community more and, you know, become, you know, a bank of choice for a lot of the companies as well as the individuals that are here tonight.
So the big question of the night, what does PNC stand for? Is it
the
a secret? Will you have to kill me?
No. you know, it's Pittsburgh National Corporation.
Okay.
So, you know, we're headquartered out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And, you know, depending, it's Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania,
right,
they merge together. And
okay.
So no big secret. But
I've always wondered, you solved one of the mysteries of life for me tonight.
Yeah, but we go by PNC, but hopefully we go by your friendly neighborhood bank.
Oh, that's nice. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Courtney. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me aboard. Have a great evening.
You too.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.